This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live.
This is Free Talk Live. We are once again for the fourth time out of four times at the Texas Bitcoin Conference here in beautiful Austin. A conference that moves around a lot. We've got the main principal organizer here with us, Paul Snow. Welcome back to Free Talk Live.
Well, good to be here, Ian, and great to be with you, Mark.
Yeah, Mark and I actually came separately. He's been traveling around with the family for the last
month.
Yeah,
this is my first time on the air in 3 weeks.
Yeah.
I feel privileged.
All I got to say is that Paul Snow is not the principal organizer here.
No.
No. He is the figurehead of the event.
I get to take credit.
It's nice.
I get to take credit.
It is glorious.
I think
I
think Juanita's doing most of the heavy lifting around here.
And Linda.
We have official names. I'm the chair of the conference. Linda is the organizer of the conference.
Okay.
And Juanita is the queen of the conference.
Gotcha. Okay. I'm glad you cleared that up.
She actually, what she says rules and the rest of us follow.
Well, you guys created this thing 4 years ago. Can you take us back to the genesis of the Texas Bitcoin Conference? What, you know, inspired you to do this?
Oh, well, to be really honest, 2013 was a magical year for the crypto space.
That was the first year there was a huge spike to about $1,100.
Yes, exactly, toward the end of the year. And basically we saw these unbelievable gains, you know, for month to month, and then there was like a little bit of a cooling off period. And we were looking at Bitcoin as payments. If you'll recall, in the day, everybody was getting everyone on board with BitPay to take payments at coffee shops and restaurants and grocery stores, even gas stations.
Yep.
And we were just ecstatic. And I started a meetup in 2013. Toward the end of 2013, I started doing one-day conferences on Saturdays. I called them the Mini Austin Bitcoin Conference series. And I was aiming to do them once a month and maybe for perpetuality. But the meetup group and everybody got together and said, well, why don't we do a big thing?
Mm.
And then it became a bigger thing, and then it became a giant thing.
Because that's Texas, huge, right? Everything's bigger in Texas.
Yeah. Well, we did it at the Formula One at Racetrack.
I know. We were there. It was amazing.
So awesome. Formula One, Formula 2000 cars all over the place.
Yeah.
Gorgeous Lamborghinis, all that stuff. Then
all
the next
that,
year,
all that
City
stuff.
Limits.
And then the next one was Austin City Limits. And then last year we did it at a Realtor venue, because every single venue in Austin was taken.
Wow.
Even though we basically last year we said, wait, we got to get it on the books, and it was kind of a rush deal.
Are all hotel rooms sold out every weekend in Austin? Because that's what it seems like.
It almost is. Austin is a hard place to do a conference, because when South by Southwest comes in, there's no airplane tickets, no hotels. When ACL Live, same thing. When the Formula One comes in, same thing. This time, we were told there's no events on the weekend. Turns out it's Parents' Day for UT, and we're on the UT campus this year.
Right.
And it's guess
beautiful.
What? When you have 50,000 students, they have lots of parents.
Yeah.
Who knew?
Yeah.
Anyway.
There you go.
So you guys started this thing. There were a few initial one-offs, and then you did the big one at the Formula One race. And obviously, you've kept it going all these years. I talked to Juanita earlier. She says that close to 500 people are scheduled to attend today.
Yes.
So it's always been, you know, it's not the smallest, most intimate, but it's also not the hugest, massive thing. You're going to see people here. You can talk to them, right? Like, it's still
exactly
personal.
Yeah, and another thing that we do that's a bit different than the corporate approach to the conferences, which, you know, from a financial point of view, is probably sucks, but, you know, whatever. We try to find the very most interesting people to come in. We try to find the big projects to come in. Sometimes we hit, sometimes we miss. But it's always about what would be interesting to the community. Mm-hmm. And so I believe our lineup is really outstanding.
Right. So even if you have, like, so if somebody comes in and talks about a great idea,
right,
puts together a company that flops.
Yeah.
So what?
Yeah. I mean, if
they've talked about a great idea, and somebody's going to put together some, you know, iteration of that idea. Facebook wasn't the first social media platform.
No, it wasn't.
They just happened to have done it better than MySpace and better than Friendster did.
Right.
So I think that's great.
Yeah, so we have to allow people to come in and whether they win or lose. But Factum started at the Texas Bitcoin Conference.
Yep.
Storage started at the Texas Bitcoin Conference. And a host of other crypto companies have either announced or come up from Austin. WanChain actually has strong
Edge Wallet
ties.
Announced here last year.
Right.
Wow.
They did. Paul Fway is a huge friend of the Texas Bitcoin Conference.
Must be because you pronounce his name right, and I never do.
Yeah. He's matching you guys. He's 4 for 4.
Oh, right on. Yeah. Well, we're definitely intending to talk to him here this weekend. It's a great wallet. I use it all the time. We use it constantly in Keene. Because we buy things all the time in real life in Keene, which is what we were teasing each other about when 2 weeks ago when we saw you at the New Hampshire Blockchain Conference.
Austin has fallen behind in the Bitcoin for payment adoption or crypto for payment adoption cycle. And we were discussing that, and that's an interesting thing. Austin was ahead of the game in 2013,
mm-hmm.
but they were too far ahead of the game, and the infrastructure and the ecosystem didn't support it.
Right.
And so now we're having to deal with the fact that there's some weariness.
If a business owner comes on board, they're excited, but then nobody walks through the door and pays with crypto,
right,
they're going to give up at some point.
And also, there were some business differences in the payment processing world that made things complicated, drop people off even if they didn't intend to, and so forth. Now we've still continued to progress with crypto ATMs in Austin. Mm-hmm. I do believe we have a fairly high percentage relative to most towns.
I hear there's 1 mile away from this this venue.
Yeah. Well, you know, and that's sad because it should be 100 yards anyway.
Should be here. I don't see why it wouldn't.
No, there is one.
There might be one.
We'll set one up here. We'll have one at the conference.
Yeah, you've got a good amount of vendors going to be here. We talked earlier, looks like 20-ish vendors.
Yeah.
This is a big conference. A lot of people come here. It's not too late, by the way. If you're hearing us right now, this will air tonight, so you're our first guest on the air tonight. It's not too late to show up for day number 2 if you are in the Austin area.
It's a great place to be if you're in the IT profession and looking for work or looking for an upgrade in your work.
Yeah, and actually our Sunday lineup is really, really strong. We have Ben Swan starting the day off. He's got a new social and media platform.
He was telling us a little bit about that.
Yeah.
I'm sure he'll tell us a bit more, too.
Yeah. Now, have you interviewed him?
We caught him at the last conference New Hampshire.
Well, only every single year.
Does he always come to the Hampshire conference?
That was my first time somewhere. We're always someplace that he is.
Oh, okay.
He was at Anarchapulco was the last time we saw him before that. And I saw actually Jeff Berwick is apparently on the list.
Berwick is coming, and there was a lot of excitement in his presentation last year.
Okay.
It's just random arguments amongst the crowd, and Jeff is the consummate guy to leverage anything for humor, a point, and whatnot. In all reports, I wasn't in the room. All reports was that he handled it with just aplomb.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody got a big kick. You know, it should have been something that everybody came away with a sour taste about, but he made it into a feature in his talk. So it's really great having him.
And he's going to be wrapping out the conference, I think, on tomorrow.
Yeah, yeah. So big names tomorrow.
Go to TexasBitcoinConference.com. Of course, the full schedule is up there. This is a, it feels a lot big. I don't know, it feels bigger. Did you have 4 stages before?
Well, there's only 3 stages this time.
I see. So there's the main stage, Decred, Factum, and then a workshop. So.
Well, there's a workshop room. Yeah, well, we had a workshop room last year. So it's identical to the format that we had last year. One of the interesting aspects of the Texas Bitcoin Conference is a lot of people in the crypto space have been juggling their books, and the IRS is mad about it.
Hmm.
Here at the Texas Bitcoin Conference, we have 2 workshops to deal with juggling, only the actual props. I'm a proud member of the
you
Texas Juggling
That's right.
Society.
That's funny.
And a bunch of our guys will be, 10 or 12 of them will be here both teaching and demonstrating.
You're also a unicyclist.
Yes.
That wears a bow tie. Do you wear a bow tie while riding a unicycle while juggling?
No.
I've never done that. Okay.
No, maybe I get sweaty. I don't want to ruin my ties. But, you know, I should do that.
Paul, thanks for coming on Free Talk Live. I know you got a busy day ahead of you. That's why I wanted to grab you now.
Yeah,
I appreciate you coming over. We're going to come back with more from the AT&T Conference Center here in downtown Austin at the Texas Bitcoin Conference. This is Free Talk Live. TexasBitcoinConference.com.
From the second letter of Captain Mark. Any pirate knows that commerce is communication. Markets condense oceans of information into a single price. Innovations in communication are circumventing the scrutiny of the crown. This signals a change in the coin of the realm. The crown uses digital currency to surveil, censor, seize, and destroy wealth at will, so pirate currency must protect us from this weaponized money. We need to move funds further, faster, cheaper, and without third-party observation, basing decisions on an accelerating flow of information. So pirates require nearly instantaneous transactions with no arbitrary limits on volume or artificial influences on fees. Most importantly, a pirate currency must preclude centralization. Otherwise, it will become another link in our chain to the crown. A superior currency will result in the obsolescence of the coin of the realm and the extinction of the crown itself. Trade above the grid. Join us at PiratesWithoutBorders.com.
Bitcoin.com wants you to know about SaveItPurse.com. Since launching in 2014, over 200,000 users have saved an average of 15% for a combined $4 million using Bitcoin, or BTC. And now, you can use Bitcoin Cash, BCH, to fund your account. You can save between 5 to 33% on things you're going to buy anyway when you shop using SaveItPurse.com. Add items to your cart, fund your account, select your discount, and save. SaveItPurse.com. SaveATPurse.com.
Your property and your family are precious. Protect them with Blink, like we have. Blink motion-activated HD cameras are wire-free, set up fast, and their batteries last up to 2 years. And Blink's live feed option lets you monitor what's happening at home anytime, anywhere from your smartphone. No contracts, no subscriptions, and Blink works with Alexa. You can get 3 Blink cameras for way less than the other guys, plus an extra 15% off. Visit BlinkProtect.com/FTL. BlinkProtect.com/FTL.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day. Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind that is here to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com now to find out more. That's GCNLife.com. And start your day off with an open mind.
Message and data rates may apply. Please don't text while driving.
If you've been in business more than 20 minutes, you've probably printed your logo on all kinds of promotional products. We all know logos work because they're on everything from the top of skyscrapers to the bottom of shoes. Ever wondered why or how to best use your logo to grow your business? Let us show you today for free. We're 4imprint, promotional product experts at your service. We're giving away the latest issue of Amplify, the digital magazine that reveals promotional product success stories absolutely free to everyone who texts UP77 to 88988. At 4imprint, we make your logo look perfect on thousands of promotional items. With our 100% guarantee, it'll be right the first time, on time, every time. Your free e-magazine will reveal invaluable insights that can attract new customers, build your brand, and grow your business. Get the latest issue of Amplify absolutely free by texting UP77 to 88988. That's UP77 to 88988.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free
Talk Live. We're at the Texas Bitcoin Conference, the fourth Texas Bitcoin Conference here in Austin. It's brought to you by Bitcoin.com. And, of course, if you are new to the world of cryptocurrency, you're not too late. Yeah, it's been about a decade since Bitcoin came out. In fact, the...
Just celebrating the...
White paper. On October 31st will be 10 years. So Bitcoin.com is where you can go to learn the basics about Bitcoin and cryptocurrency. Head on over there and do that. You can also get the latest news headlines from their news site about Bitcoin in the world of crypto. Just head over to Bitcoin.com.
Don't worry. If you don't know anything about this technology, it's the idea that's going to save the world. That's all.
Save the world? Well, I mean, that's pretty optimistic. I don't know if it's going to save the world, but it certainly can save your personal finances. Gene, the Christian anarchist, actually just walked up to us here at the table. And Gene, welcome back to Free Talk Live.
Hi, guys.
Yeah, great to have you here. Of course, longtime listeners know your voice. Newer listeners may not be familiar. You are a longtime listener of Free Talk Live. Last time we saw you, you were visiting Keene, New Hampshire, which is where our home is.
First time I called you was 2004. In fact, I listened to the recording the other day.
Did you really?
Yeah, I did.
How did you find it? Do you remember what day it was, or did you just search for your own?
I've been downloading them over the years.
Okay.
Yeah.
You're downloading your own appearances, you mean?
Yeah.
It's a good idea.
Right on. What did you call about the first time?
I called about China.
Okay. Which you visited quite a few times.
Right. And then the second time I called about being a Christian anarchist and what that meant.
Right. When did you become a Christian anarchist?
I guess there's no specific date. It's kind of an evolutionary thing where I just marched on along, and one day I said, well, what? I don't really fit into any of these categories. I'm not left. I'm not right. I'm not, I'm kind of different than both of them. So I said, and I'm almost like most of the people who are atheists, as far as most of my belief system, but then I believe in a creator. And specifically, I believe in Jesus Christ as an arm or a portion of that creator. And so I kind of came up with the term Christian anarchist, which I thought was unique. But then I got to searching on the internet, and I found out, no, that's been used for like 100 years.
Yeah,
right.
It's
Tolstoy identified as a Christian anarchist.
Right.
I read his book, The Kingdom of God is Within You.
I read that, too.
Did you?
Yep.
Was it the most disjointed thing that you'd ever read, too? Because, it was all right if you read it sort of as encapsulated bits. But it's like you just threw essays together. I really didn't understand. I'm not saying it's bad reading. It's just don't expect War and Peace.
I've never read that one.
Yeah.
So, Gene, it's your first Bitcoin conference.
Yes, I've never been here. I've invested in Bitcoins before. Always made the wrong investment and always lost money. So, finally, after a while, I decided to just grab some Zen and put it in a paper wallet and stick it in a drawer. That's what I got now.
Well, I always like Johnny Ray's approach of the dollar cost averaging. I mean, I've never actually done it, but I like the idea in theory where somebody just keeps on buying little bits over time, and then they don't have to really worry about whether or not they're getting in at the right time because they're always acquiring more of it.
I met a guy who's actually doing that also. He took that advice and he implemented it in his life. And first he had started with Bitcoin, and then he moved to Bitcoin Cash, and now he's doing it with Zen. So Horizon, for those that don't know. Horizon.global?
That's correct. Horizen.global. In fact, they're here. I'm sure we're going to be talking to some of those guys.
I intend to get them over
at some point. So, I mean, you came here. What was it that motivated you, of all the different Bitcoin conferences out there, because this isn't the only one, why Texas?
You. You guys motivated me.
Well, thanks for coming.
We need to play this back for the organizers. That way they know we're bringing people here.
I need a room full of people saying.
Yeah, right. I never would have been here otherwise. So.
Yeah. Thank you.
Cool. Yeah, it's. I hope that you learn stuff. There's great people here. Lots of knowledgeable industry folks. I mean, there's going to be probably some high end programming kind of discussions here. I know that Decred and Factum both have their own rooms. They got their own. So these are two different organizations. Decred is a crypto. Factum, I'm still not sure exactly what it is.
They put they tie documents to the blockchain to date stamp them and. and Veracity stamp them.
Ah, okay. Yeah, I know that Paul Snow is like one of the main guys behind Factum. But so there's always going to be lots of great discussions and interesting folks here, Gene. Is there anything in particular you're looking forward to?
Well, I mean, I'm excited about Bitcoin, but cryptocurrencies, because of the fact that you should be able to ultimately purchase everything with them and get, you know, and make all of your income through cryptocurrency transactions. The biggest concern that I have is, because I do spend time in China, and I recognize how China is fighting against all cryptocurrencies. They're basically trying to regulate it out of existence.
Well, they ran all the miners out of the country, didn't they?
Yeah, so they're basically making it illegal to mine or trade in a currency that they can't control. So there's no way the Chinese could control two people on Beijing making a transaction in Bitcoin.
Right.
But they can control the banks so that you can't convert your Bitcoin to currency officially, you know, through any kind of an official
exchange. All they're doing is cutting their citizens out of the biggest market to hit the planet in 100 years.
Well, but they're not exactly the smartest people.
Well, yeah, they're making a mistake, and it's not a mistake that's going to adversely affect me. Yeah, it's a mistake that's going to adversely affect them.
Well, what I'm afraid of is it's coming here, because everything I see, you know, I've been going to China 25
years. Isn't that big of a market. It's there isn't, at this point, a market big enough. Now, they could get, like, the G7 get together and try to crush Bitcoin, and we'll see how that works, or, you know, cryptocurrencies generally, we'll see how that works, but they've taken a long time to do it. We're now at the 10-year mark, and the longer they
slow.
Stupid. The worse it's going to be for them, but at this point, the governments have hundreds or thousands of years of trying to squeeze their fist around something and things just sliding through their fingers. And crypto is going to be exactly like that. You can't look at somebody and see whether they got crypto.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, in fact, there's some pretty cool devices and such here that'll help protect your crypto from anybody who wants to get their hands on it. Pretty cool stuff.
You can't use a dog to sniff out crypto.
No, that's definitely.
Well, ultimately, crypto is nothing more than a series of numbers on a piece of paper.
Correct.
That's
just code.
That's what my paper wallet is.
Well, and that's one of, I think, the strongest arguments that no one has yet had to make, I don't think, in a criminal case here in the United States. But ultimately, if they want to call it currency, okay. Well, we're talking about freedom of speech here. We're talking about code that was written by Satoshi Nakamoto that is ones and zeros. It's just somebody wrote something.
Code is clearly speech.
It's speech.
It's been ruled that way over and over again. Now that code is currency at the same time, or money, or whatever the term one wishes to use for it, I mean, I don't particularly want to argue about it.
In the same way that you can value the speech given by somebody who is, you know, famous or whatever, that's more valuable than speech that's, you know, not.
If I have a signed photograph of Martin Luther King Jr. or LBJ or you know, whomever, whatever it might be, and I want to trade that for a meal
for cash,
someplace,
why shouldn't you be able to?
Then
so it's a stronger basis here in the United States for to at least be considered constitutional by the free speech. Anyway, Gene the Christian Anarchist, thanks for coming by.
You're welcome.
Appreciate it. Good seeing you here.
Great to see you guys.
Enjoy this conference, because we're here bright and early right now.
Gene may be sitting in for me during this conference, too.
I might grab him over,
He's the most qualified person to sit in the second seat, and I am running the main room. I'm the main stage moderator.
In fact, you're running over there just now. We'll look.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Play For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. A deadly mass shooting at a synagogue in Pittsburgh. Wendell Hisrich is emergency management chief with the city.
There were 11 fatalities as a result of the shooting incident. There were no children. There were additionally 6 injuries, to include 4 of the police officers.
Officials say the gunman, Robert Bowers, has a history of anti-Semitic posts on social media. He was arrested and taken to the hospital. David Zubik is a bishop in Pittsburgh.
It's going to touch this entire community simply because violence is going to rock the foundation of our lives, but it also causes everybody to be worried, could I be the next victim?
President Trump is condemning the attack.
The vile, hate-filled poison of anti-Semitism must be condemned and confronted everywhere and anywhere it appears.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allen Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Senogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Senogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Senogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy in my life. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Senogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Senogenics.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. We're at the Texas Bitcoin Conference in Austin at the AT&T Conference Center in downtown. It's Ian and Mark here. Also, want to make sure you know about the Tom Woods show. Tom Woods, of course, a lot of libertarians got to know him during 2008 and 2012 during the Ron Paul campaigns. He is a New York Times best-selling author, has written over a dozen books, including The Politically Incorrect Guide to American History. And since September of 2013, Tom has been putting out his own show, The Tom Woods Show, every single weekday, which means he's got over 1,200 episodes so far. Great guests like Ron Paul, Judge Andrew Napolitano, and more, and wonderful liberty-oriented topics. You can find The Tom Woods Show online at tomwoods.com or search for Tom Woods Show in your favorite podcatcher. As we continue here from the Texas Bitcoin Conference, we're on day number one. We're early in the morning because we record these shows when we're live on location, because if we were to do the show live, then we'd be sitting here at 6 o'clock at night
when everybody's having time. We did that for years. And it was a bad idea. Right. I can't believe we kept doing it.
Well, finally, we figured it out a few years ago, and now we've got it right.
You're listening to Free Talk recorded.
Well, we record it live, so, you know. The only time we ever stop recordings here is if somebody says the S-bomb or the F-bomb.
You hear that, Oliver?
Yeah. So sure. you can't say that. Oliver Birch is with us from Wanchain, spelled W-A-N-C-H-A-I-N. And, Mark, you brought Oliver over. You said, we got to talk to this guy.
Yes. I guess I'm going to do the quick pitch, and then we'll let Oliver say it. Basically, Wanchain, W-A-N chain, yeah. Wanchain is a blockchain for cryptocurrencies. Why do I need that, Oliver?
So right now you have all these isolated blockchains, and they're unable to connect and interact with each other.
These are for those listeners that don't know, we do kind of like a general audience talk show. Blockchain is essentially the public ledger that backs things like Bitcoin. That's where all the transactions are stored. Anyway, so each of these different cryptos has its own, is what you're saying.
It has its own community, and they're unable to interact. So you need to have this cross-chain mechanism in order to provide for decentralized exchanges where there's no central point of custody. There's no single attack vector.
Because exchanges have been being hacked.
Right. Exactly. And currently the decentralized exchanges on Ethereum, they have a liquidity issue. Mm-hmm. But being able
What's
to...
What's that mean?
So there's not a lot of transactions. People are still believing these centralized exchanges, but it's usually until the point when something goes wrong. Mm-hmm. And then people are saying, okay, I need a solution for this. So OneChain is a solution because it provides these decentralized exchanges to be built on top, or even decentralized dApps,
decentralized apps.
Yeah, decentralized apps, such as a stablecoin. So you have three types of stablecoins. One is crypto collateral, the other is fiat collateral, and the third would be non-collateral, based purely on algorithms.
Okay. What about the ones that are collateralized by, like, silver or gold?
Yeah, so that's another. There's Digix.
Okay, number four. Got it.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
So with those, what's great about this are we partnered with Maker, and they're the first truly decentralized stablecoin platform. And they're using Ether as collateral. And then they have a governance utility token called Maker, which if the collateral drops below a certain threshold, you use that utility token to then buy more the stablecoin on the open market to raise the price. Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
So here now we're able to provide Bitcoin collateral because we are going to achieve Bitcoin integration before the end of the year. And we're the first platform to achieve that.
Bitcoin collateral for a stablecoin.
Exactly.
All right.
Help me out.
You're looking at me to help you? I have no idea how this works.
Okay. So I'm still trying to wrap my head around it. It seems like a really good idea because none of these cryptocurrencies really talk to each other. You know, you got Dogecoin, you got Bitcoin, you got Bitcoin Cash. Everybody's mad at everybody, and nowhere the twain they meet. Obviously, there's not going to be one coin to rule them at this point. And the people that believe that, I believe, are still living in a fantasy world from 2013. It sounds nice. It's just not, like, the only way this is going to happen is if there is created an atmosphere or something where these coins can interchange, because otherwise you're just a whole bunch of different currencies and it's not going to work either. So this sounds like that, but I need help understanding.
So a real world use case, for think of the internet in the early days, LAN networks, where you could only have these computers talk to each other in a local area network.
Right.
So one chain would be WAN, which is also wide area network, mm-hmm. and one in Chinese also means 10,000, because we want to connect to all these different chains.
Mm-hmm.
So here you're able to connect to all these other blockchains, as you were mentioning. As in the early days of the internet, no one really believed that you needed to connect to other computers. They thought, well, this is too soon. And
I can play Ultima 3 on my own home
PC.
What in the world would I possibly want to connect to other people in game, I don't know, across the world wide web?
Exactly.
But it turns out everybody does want to do
that.
Yeah. That's the direction everything's going.
Facebook, Airbnb, and all these, where they don't own the assets, but the data. And data has to transfer across all these different chains, because, as you said, there's not going to be one chain to rule them all. So you need a way to connect all these different blockchains, whether it's a government that releases a passport verification blockchain in one country, and you need to verify that when you go to another country, that the person has gone from one country to another. You can do that via one chain in the future. So
there are countries that are integrating Ethereum and stuff like that, the blockchain, into their government bureaucracies, and certainly not what Satoshi imagined when he created the idea, but it's basically a ledger, you know, and ledgers have been used for, I mean, the oldest documents we have are ledgers of exchanges made in cuneiform. So ledgers have been used a long time. a decentralized ledger is obviously something that all kinds of organizations, including violent monopolistic organizations, are going to use. So, yeah, I think that could probably be useful and make the state more accountable.
Yeah, and what really changed here is the introduction of cryptography in these ledgers. Mm-hmm. So the use of public and private keys. That also ensures that you're safeguarded from attacks or anything such. I know they've been talking about quantum computing and that potentially being a problem, but it isn't currently. So, and the space will evolve as all these
as
problems arise.
Right.
So
we can't solve problems that we don't even understand what they might be.
Exactly.
Quantum computing will bring new things into the crypto space, but that doesn't mean we should ignore the crypto space now because it doesn't know, because the crypto space doesn't know what quantum computing's doing. Well, I got news for you. Nobody knows what quantum computing's doing, so crypto will be as ready as anyone. The crypto space was far readier than most when it came to the idea of cryptography as currency. No one even imagined this stuff. Bang, Bitcoin comes and the
changes everything.
Yeah, it changes everything.
Now, okay, so on-chain right now, you talk about some of the things in the future. What is it launched? What's the status of the project? I'm totally new to it.
So released the mainnet in January.
Okay, pretty new then. Pretty
yeah.
new.
So, and we achieved the Ethereum integration in July, which meant we could do cross-chain interactions with Ethereum. So, this is the interesting part. So, with Ethereum, you lock the Ether on the Ethereum blockchain, and then you create a one-to-one proxy token on OneChain, which is the representative of this asset.
Okay.
And then you can use that on OneChain seamlessly. And then when you want to redeem it, then you're able to redeem it for the Ether that's locked on the Ethereum blockchain. And we recently released the Bitcoin beta integration.
Okay.
And before the end of the year, we'll have the cross-chain feature with Bitcoin, meaning that you can have interactions between OneChain and Bitcoin.
Yeah. And so the benefit, is this something just for techno nerds, or is this something that, you know, like the average user can get into?
Well, I think it's laying the foundation, right? So here, as mentioned before, the decentralized exchanges don't have access to Bitcoin now on Ethereum. Mm-hmm. So we're able to solve that problem. And one of the issues was the liquidity, where there's not a lot of transactions going on because there's a lot of trust in the centralized exchanges. So in this way, you're bringing liquidity over to the decentralized exchanges because Bitcoin is the most traded.
And hopefully that'll bring the users if there's actually liquidity.
Exactly.
To these decentralized.
And then as we connect to more chains, we'll get all these other communities integrated as well, which is important because they're on islands. So
yeah.
Once you bridge over to the one chain island, then we'll be able to connect and interact with those communities.
I'm interested in seeing this develop. What's the website?
It's onechain.org.
WANCHAIN.org. Thank you, Oliver, for coming on Free Talk Live today. Really appreciate it.
Thank you very much.
We got more coming up here from the Texas.
Zencash is now Horizon. Horizon is a privacy platform built on zero-knowledge technology with a decentralized secure node architecture. The Horizon platform enables real-life uses beyond currency, including the ability to privately chat with other people. Soon, Horizon will enable you to publish information and go anywhere on the web, all with complete privacy. Horizon, bringing privacy to life. Learn more at horizon.global. HORIZEN.global.
Do you operate a retail business and are looking for a solution for point-of-sale cryptocurrency acceptance? It's never been easier thanks to AnyPay.global. There's no paperwork or approval process to open an account. If you already have a tablet at your cash register, you're almost done. Just sign up at AnyPay.global, drop your personal crypto wallet addresses in our setup page, and then load our app. That's it. You're accepting cryptocurrency like Bitcoin and Dash at your store. Get started now at AnyPay.global. That's AnyPay.global.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality,
vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me, and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2 month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Broadcasting to over 1,000 radio stations, GCN programming is in all of the largest markets. A GCN advertising career could be the business opportunity you've been waiting for. Companies need hardworking representatives just like you to handle their needs, while you earn residual income which can last for years. Companies are buying and they need you. Email advertise at gcnlive.com or call 877-996-4327. That's 877-996-4327.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and we are at the Texas Bitcoin Conference in downtown Austin, Texas, for the fourth time. We've actually been here for all four of them. It's an honor to continue to broadcast from what is one of the better, I think, cryptocurrency conferences out there. It's not too big to where you're overwhelmed, but it's also not the smallest conference. There's plenty of people that are going to be here throughout the weekend. This is day number one, and as you know, if you listen to Free Talk Live before, you know that when we're out on location, we always record the show, so we're actually still here in the morning hours in the Central Time Zone, talking with all kinds of cryptocurrency people in the world of sort of the industry and learning about new products, and sometimes talking to people that we know or about things we're already familiar, like Horizon, which we've talked about quite a bit here on Free Talk Live. We've spent the last month or so informing our listeners that Horizon, which used to be known as Zencash, has this rebranding that they've gone through. And, of course, the reason for that is Horizon is a privacy platform. Now, cryptocurrency, which is Zen, is just one aspect of that. And Spencer Whetstone is with us here from the quality assurance, kind of customer service support department there at Horizon. Spencer, welcome to Free Talk Live.
Thank you. Happy to be here.
Yes, great to have you here. And, we've had Rob Viglione on the show in the past. He's one of the founders. I don't think met him in person, but we've had him on, remotely to talk about what's going on with Horizon. And you and I were just speaking about some of the cool things that you've got developed. But let's go back into your history a little bit here. How'd you get into cryptocurrency, and then how'd that lead you to Horizon?
Well, I was originally getting involved in a project with a friend of mine that was going to involve 3D visualization, and thus I ended up with a lot of GPUs. That project went sideways, and I'm looking around and saying, okay, what can I do with all these GPUs?
So you invested a bunch of money into a bunch of graphics.
Yes, this is before I was even aware aware of cryptocurrency mining.
Okay.
So I looked around and said, oh my gosh, I can do something with this usefully. And so at that time I started mining the Equihash coins such as Zcash, Zclassic, mm-hmm. and eventually Zencash. And in a serendipitous meeting, I met Rob DeLeone mm-hmm. in Columbia, South Carolina, where he was a PhD candidate in crypto finance. And we hit it off very well. And I did a number of ad hoc marketing projects for Zencash. And at some point, basically was asked to join the team. And so that was in February. Essentially, I'm a full-time employee of Zencash. Crypto is my life right now.
So it's a good thing that initial plan didn't work out, right? Like,
oh, really? Because I would be sitting there, worrying about, Polygon counts and things like that, which is...
And now you're in this exciting world of cryptocurrency. So how many years has it been since you got started?
I started in the summer of 2017.
Okay, so pretty new then.
Very new. And I was aware of Bitcoin mm-hmm. and the whole concept. But then I had some life issues where I said, you know what, I've really got to decide what I'm going to do. Mm-hmm. It's either find something better or decide what flavor of cat food I like, you know. So I went into my office at my house and I decided that I'm going to learn about cryptocurrency. First of all, this is the most opaque subject I have ever encountered in my
really?
Life. And I imagine it to be this like gigantic frictionless ball that you've got to get a handle on, and you can't know
Good
anything
luck.
Unless you know everything.
Yeah, you can't. You couldn't possibly.
Right. So it took me a while to really understand what was going on, the whole concept of digital scarcity and things of that nature. Mm-hmm. And I said, well, you know what? I believe in this now enough to devote the resources that I have towards it. And then I got involved with the project itself, and I found a place within it. So between grassroots community building,
yep.
and as well as working on the technical side. I'm not a hyper-technical guy. But,
me neither. I can build a computer, but I don't know how they work.
Exactly. So I can't develop a wallet, but I can tell you when one sucks. Okay. So my job right. is to decrease the amount of suckitude
right.
in our wallets.
Okay, cool. So you're checking the user experience,
yes.
as they call it. And so you met Rob Viglione from Horizon, then
yes.
Zencash, and you told him you were interested, you've been mining, and at some point they brought you on board. How'd
yes.
that happen?
Yes, and so the idea was for me to sort of find my own place. They gave me a hybrid position that I could split time between the internal documentation, user experience, things of that nature, or the more outward-facing meetups, carrying the story, trying to drive user adoption mm-hmm. For the project.
I like Horizon, again, formerly known as Zencash. We've been talking about it since it was Zencash on Free Talk Live, and it's because, there's a billion different cryptos out there, but one of the things that really stood out about Horizon was their not only their commitment to privacy, because that's important, but again, anybody can have the privacy tech, but also because they had the philosophy of freedom. They read the white paper, and they talk about voluntarism, and to have a cryptocurrency acknowledging the philosophy that we love here on Free Talk Live, and we're big libertarians here on Free Talk Live, was to me like, oh, these guys get the philosophy and they get the crypto and the privacy. So it seemed to really kind of wrap everything together.
Totally agree. I think that there's a very strong flavor of libertarianism or libertarian-leaning thought within the people who are in the project.
Right.
It's almost an assumed thing.
Good.
Okay. From the founders on down, I certainly lean in that direction, and we're also very much we believe that people should be paid for useful work.
Yeah.
So we're very transactional in that. For instance, when we revised our stakeholders in the summer, when we changed the block discovery rewards,
mm-hmm.
so that we could create a set of stakeholders for secure nodes and supernodes as well.
Right.
And we can talk about that. I'm sure you've probably already talked about that.
Sure.
But so what we do is, we don't want people to say, I want to do it because I'm aligned with the philosophy, although that's good. We want to say, Well, maybe. You're doing useful work for us. Thank you.
You get paid.
Let's pay you for it.
Right. And that's the idea behind the, you mentioned super nodes and secure nodes. What is it? 42 Zen is required for a secure node, if I recall correctly.
Yeah, that's correct.
And right now, Zen's what, about 15, 16?
Yeah, it's dipped down 14.
14.
Yes, we've got, yeah, so it's been volatile.
Yeah.
Probably we're sort of at the floor, hopefully, of where we've been over the last year. We've
right.
popped up into the 30s a number of times. So we're like, you know, we're crypto. We're like Bitcoin with higher volatility.
So, well, everything's volatile in the world of crypto. But, it, yeah, at $14 per, 42, that's $588 worth of Zen. I mean, that's not out of the, I don't think, the average crypto person's
exactly,
reach.
Exactly, because that's, you know, that's essentially the cost of a decent GPU, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so the idea is that we've, on our documentation side, we've got an explicit set of instructions that if you follow them line by line, you
It'll
will
work.
Successfully create a secure node,
right.
And the secure node is it's part of our network that adds to the security of the network. You have to have an SSL certificate so
mm-hmm.
that the traffic that's going across the nodes looks like ordinary commercial internet traffic.
Well, one of the things that was really impressive about the secure nodes and now the super nodes is that Zen has, as a result of these, as a result of the incentives, has managed to get more nodes than Bitcoin.
Yes. From December of last year until this summer, we went from zero to about 22,000.
It's incredible.
It is. And so one of our...
that makes you, the top,
to,
right?
To
number one.
And that's plus about 2,200 supernodes.
Right. As of what? The last 6 or 8
yeah,
months?
So supernodes were enabled this past summer when we forked to allow those.
Right. So, and the more nodes in a cryptocurrency system, the stronger that system is, right? The more impervious to takedowns and that kind of thing.
Well, yes,
yeah.
Because the more that there are, the easier it is for any wallet to get to a copy of the blockchain.
Mm-hmm.
Each of the nodes carries a full copy of the blockchain.
Right. And so not only the super nodes and also the secure nodes, but full nodes as well. So anybody running the full node wallet also is
contributing to the redundancy and the resiliency of the network.
But you don't get paid running a full node. You get paid.
No, you don't. But the reason that someone would want to run the full node wallet is the full node wallet is the means by which you gain access to the private shielded transactions and the private
chat.
Messaging.
Yes. Right. And then Rob Viglione was telling us you guys have a big vision for much more than just that on the horizon, so to speak. You guys have a big plan. Can you talk about any of that?
Well, one thing which has recently been floated is to use our secure node and super node network to turn it into a gigantic VPN.
Yeah, he was talking about that, like using the web privately.
Right. Yes.
Through this crypto somehow. That
right.
sounds amazing.
So there's one. The other thing is we've recently laid the technological groundwork for sidechains on our blockchain.
Well, there's a lot to say, and we're out of time for
okay,
this hour,
right.
But I know we're going to have another guy from Horizon. I think one of the founders is
yes,
here as well.
Yes, Rob Ursulis is on the floor.
So we're going to grab him at some point. And Spencer, thanks for coming on Free Talk Live.
Thank you very
really
much.
Really appreciate it. More coming up here from Texas.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protective building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutriMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutriMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, NutriMedical, Medical, MEDICAL.com or call our order line 888-212-8871.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.